Ankawa, a predominantly Christian suburb of the Kurdish capital city Erbil. For months now, around 12,000 Iraqi Christian families have been living here in temporary accommodations. Most of them belong to the Chaldean, Assyrian, or Catholic denominations. While going to Ankawa these days, one comes upon two scenes: the shimmering Christmas decorations and the thousands of families taking refuge in wrecks and rubbles. These families tell Press TV they just don't feel Christmassy this year.
We don't have Christmas trees in our rooms. We've lost our homes. Our only wish for Christmas this year is for this crisis to end and for all the Iraqis to live in peace.
This time of the year, we decorate our homes, streets and churches. We throw Christmas parties and gather together with friends and family. But this year, nobody is feeling the Christmas joy.
We headed to the St. Elias Church, where Christmas Mass was held by members of the Christian minority and dozens of Christian IDPs.
We would have celebrated Christmas in our homes and towns. We have nothing here, not even a Christmas tree. We just hope we can celebrate next Christmas in our homes.
Father Nihat Kasmus, who led the mass, is himself a displaced person from Qaraqosh. He says the Christians want only one thing for Christmas this year.
We've lost everything we own, but we have not lost our faith in God. Jesus Christ told us that we would be persecuted, but he also told us to have no fear because he's with us. Our prayers this year is that peace is restored in our beloved country, Iraq, and that its people will be united against terrorism.
In recent months, the majority of Iraq's Christians living in Nineveh province were forced out by ISIL after refusing to denounce their religion. Most of the churches and Christian shrines there have been destroyed by terrorists, and their possessions have either been stolen or burned into ashes. Many of the people here have no idea what the future holds for them, especially as it continues to be overshadowed with uncertainty. But for now, Christmas is here, and in spite of all the hardship and the heartache, they will celebrate the birth of Christ and the coming new year. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Ankawa, west of Erbil.